interviewing Mr. Luther Wood and his wife, Margaret?
Myra. M-Y-R-A, Myra.
Myra. What was your maiden name, Mrs. Wood?
Sandy.
Sandage.
S-A-N-D-I-D-G-E. Sandage.
Sandage. That's an unusual one for this area, isn't it?
Well, right in this area, but in Amherst section, there are quite a few.
Oh, I see. You're from Amherst.
No, my father is from Amherst.
I get it. Now, where is it that you were born and brought up, Mr. Wood?
New Albemarle County.
In Albemarle County, right on the foothills of the mountains, was
that's
that?
Right. That's right. Both 4 miles from here. Right on the mountains.
All right. Now, what was the nearest area in the mountains to your home? Sugar Hollow or where?
Well, I'm way away from Sugar Hollow.
Uh-huh.
I'm back to Blue Ridge. That's this way.
In the Blue Ridge?
Yeah, that's this way.
I get it. All right. And where were you born, Mrs. Wood?
In West Virginia.
In West Virginia?
Yes, uh-huh.
How did you get down here?
I came down here as a teacher.
Uh-huh. Okay, so where did you teach?
First, I started with one of them through in Avon.
Yeah.
Then I taught in Chipman. Mm. Then when I finished, I taught in Rockford Valley and Greenfield.
Oh. So you had the teaching of these, all the classes. That, I've heard, is quite a job.
Well, it is. I don't know, sometimes I need to see just about as much you're doing then as you can now.
Yeah, right.
Because there are so many different things now that attract children's attention that they're not as interested as used to be.
Mm-hmm. Right. The children were more obedient.
That's right. That's right.
Did you have many mountain children that were in your school?
Well, most of them are right here in this section. I did have one or four that really lived in the mountains.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of them lived far in this section.
How was he dressed?
Oh, he was dressed just all like these children. I mean, the rest of the children did. Of course, I guess because his parents associated with people in this section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some come to me, I told you Blue Ridge, but not Blue Ridge. It was mountain. Come to my mind. They keep on talking out to me.
Would you
come Blue Ridge? Come Blue Ridge where I close to where I raised, but the Innocent Mountain. Innocent.
I'll bet you a small mountain.
Innocent Mountain. Very close to that. Henderson Mountain, going around this way.
I get it.
Henderson Mountain. You got
all
that?
Right. Yeah.
That's why I was going very close to the mountain.
All right.
Name Henderson Mountain.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, my count.
Did you, let's start with what your home was like when you were a little boy. I'm going to take you back to when you were a little boy. How many were in your family?
Yeah, in my family.
How many children?
Six of us.
Six. That was a small family.
A small family, but we had no various home. Our home was a log cabin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I come up.
That's right. And you used mud for the chinks, or what did you use?
We had been mud used for the chinks.
Yeah.
We used to take newspaper, that paper wall, you know, keep out. All the way around?
Yeah.
But you get an old house, old kind of log house.
Right.
That's why I raised it like that.
Did your father build it, do you know?
Yes, his father built it. That's right.
How many rooms were in that house?
I think we got three rooms.
Three rooms. What was the roof made of? Shingles or?
No, the roof was made of that old tar paper, you know, what you buy.
Tar paper.
Tar paper.
I imagine snow came in occasionally, didn't
it? Sure did. I got up in the morning and when couldn't all of us do the hell bed for all of us, some of us had to sleep on the stove.
Yeah.
But I got up in the morning, the snow in January and February got sift all in, you know,
mm-hmm.
Right on top of us on the floor.
Right.
And mother had to get up and sweep it up and clean up that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember just where I'm sitting there with this.
Yeah. How many acres did your father own?
Well, we lived on my grandfather's place.
Okay.
But he owned over 200 acres in that time, my grandfather. But yeah. We lived on his place.
Okay.
That's where he was.
Now, on this 200 acres, was it very rocky?
Not too rocky. No, not too rocky.
Okay. Too rocky. Then you had gardens?
Yeah, we had gardens. We made gardens. That old spring down below the house that took water for far me up to the store there, right up here. Big spring up there. Great big spring. Go down and get the bucket in because they had to bring it back up here to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some great big old cemeteries was around me. Around the spring.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my mother used to go down the hill from where we lived, take her washing down the hill, you know, white old wife show up and wipe at the creek.
Yeah.
Keep from bringing water, wipe the clothes down at the creek.
Sure. Right.
And we boys would go down there and show them and play in the water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big swimming pool lane and go down there every day to in the warm weather, swim in the pool down below the house.
Good. You had a soft life. You didn't have to work then? You didn't have any chores?
No. Didn't have no chores.
No, chores, you say. You didn't have any work to do. That's what she's asking me.
Chores. Oh, yeah. We had work to do. Saw that.
All right.
You didn't have to work to go there.
Yeah, when we weren't working, we'd go there.
All right.
Well, we had a task of work to do every day.
Sure. All right. Did you have any special jobs that were yours to do?
Well, my special job was go to the mountain bringing wood out. Had to bring wood pile near some of these houses up here on our shoulder around my brother and bring it to the wood pile and cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was our special job in wintertime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cut down a pole, you know, and he'd get on one end, my brother get on one end, I'd get on one end, bring it to the wood pile and cut it up and put it in.
Sure. Right. What did you raise in your garden?
Oh, we raised string beans and all kinds of vegetables, corn and all stuff like that.
How big were the gardens? Do you recall?
Oh, I was an old, very good sized garden.
Mm-hmm. Did you, how did you keep your vegetables over the winter?
Well, my mother would can them and we would set them on the bed in the room while the fire was, you know. He had no place like he got now.
Yeah.
He would shove them up on the bed, keep them from freezing, and put the old coats and sacks and stuff on top of them, keep them from freezing.
How about cabbage? How did you take care of cabbage?
Well, we didn't take care of cabbage so much. Some of the old people buried them, but we never did.
Uh-huh.
Time down, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we never did do it, but I've known people do it, and I've saw it done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go up into the mountains and visit any of the families up there?
Yes, I've been up in the mountains. There's a place over here called Dirt Camp.
Uh-huh.
Some colored people lived in there. I visited around a whole lot in there.
Uh-huh.
That's up against Innocent Mountain. That's right.
All right. Now, did they live about the same way you did?
That's both the same way.
All right.
Both the same way.
Now, what animals did you have?
Well, we didn't have nothing but a cow. Just had a cow.
No chickens?
Yeah, had chicken and cow. Chicken
no hogs?
Yeah, we had both. That's right, chicken and hog.
Okay.
Cow.
No horses?
No horses. Yeah.
No mules?
No mules.
So you had to plow your garden by hand?
By hand, yeah. We worked by hoe, by hand.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. Did you grow enough corn so you could have it made into cornmeal?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Where was the mill?
Right down the road here, a little piece. Not far from here.
Okay.
Inside Innocent Mountain now. All that inside Innocent Mountain. That old water mill there, ground corn made meal.
Because
I took a sack of meat, half a bushel of corn on my shoulder, and bring it from my home up there and make meal of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you pay the miller, or did he take a toll?
He took a toll.
That's pretty universal throughout all the area.
Yeah, he took a toll.
Did you grow wheat?
grow wheat. My grandfather did, but I was on the place as a boy. He grew wheat.
He did.
Yeah, and I've been here, we had taken wheat to the mill, made flour, to the mill up there near Green, outside Greenfield, Banshee in the mountain, where the ground wheat made flour. And down here would take some on the wagon and take it up there. Be gone all day with horse and wagon, you know, make some flour, the flour mill.
Then would your grandfather share that flour with your family?
Yeah, that's right.
Did your father have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, he had some brothers.
Did they live on your grandfather's?
No, they didn't live on my grandfather's place.
Okay.
They live around in this section here. That is the old Blue Ridge Mountain.
Yeah. Now, when it came on toward wintertime, did you get in an extra supply of food?
Yes, ma'am. We'd get in an extra supply of food as long as the fall of the year. We'd kill our hogs, maybe two or three hogs, have our meat, and have our flour put in. So much meal put in the barrel. So fixing up for winter. That's right.
Did you raise sugar cane?
No, I didn't raise none, but I saw it raised around here. But I didn't really raise none. A whole lot of people raised sugar cane made last.
Yeah.
It goes around here. Sure. I know where it's gone.
Yeah. Yes. So then you had to buy your mulch.
Yes. Right? Yeah. You had to buy our mulch. You can come in great big old barrels, you know, we call them black straps.
Yeah.
Great big old 50-gallon barrels. The merchant that told you go there with your container, they would have a faucet in there, they'd turn that faucet and you want a half a gallon, a quarter, or something like that, they'd run to the barrel too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about apple butter? Did you make apple butter?
Made apple butter, yes ma'am, we made apple butter.
Was it a work time or was it a play time? Did you make fun out of it?
We children made fun, it was work time. We children made, had fun over it, cooking the apple butter, you know.
Sure.
Put it on real early in the morning and take it off for 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Cooked all day.
Did you take turns stirring the apple butter?
Take turns stirring the apple butter.
If anybody let the paddle touch the side of the kettle, what happened?
You'd burn.
You didn't get a kiss?
What do you mean, the flower clap on you? Pop on you?
No. If the paddle touched the side of the kettle, while you were stirring, did you get a kiss?
No. What do you mean?
No.
No. We didn't get a kiss.
No. No. Okay. Did you play any music while you were doing the apple?
No, we didn't play no music.
Nobody played music?
No, we don't music play around.
Did anybody take a drink of moonshine?
I've done that. I don't know. I don't remember taking the moonshine. I was a boy.
Yeah. Okay.
See, we used to have corn shucking.
Yeah.
Get your corn up and haul it in a great big pile. Then have a whole bunch come around and shuck the corn out. That time you might have some drink around that end. You put sort of jug of cider or something in the corn pile, you know. There's a whole lot of boys and girls around shucking. Whichever one got through that jug first, that was their jug of cider, whatever was drink.
Okay. Did anybody play much music? Fiddles or guitars or banjo?
Well, one was music played. You didn't have one man went through here played a banjo anymore. Played a banjo.
Were the banjos bought banjos or were they homemade?
Bought banjos. This was a bought banjo.
Okay. You're all living real plush. You didn't realize it.
Your children don't realize these days what they had to go through when I come up.
How about shoes? Did you all wear shoes all year round?
No, ma'am. We was lucky to get a pair of old brogue shoes in the fall of the year before Christmas. That's them old hard brogue am shoes. When it get cold, it should be so hard you couldn't hardly get them on your foot out of the mountain, but you had to take a towel, beef towel, and grease them shoes every night before it make them turn warm. And we didn't get but one pair of seeds after the fall of the year. We got them brogues and we had to wear them to the spring of the year. As soon as the spring of the year come, we had to take them off and go barefoot.
Sure.
Because I remember I used to hate so bad to go barefoot, and all children didn't, but I would hate to go barefoot in the summer. I just had some old peach shoes that tied on my feet, like, you know. But I didn't like to go barefoot. But I always did, but I didn't
Everybody
like.
Loved to go barefoot. What was wrong
I
with you?
I don't know, but I never liked to go barefoot. I drag anything on my foot to keep from going barefoot. Remember that well that I'm sitting here.
Did your father have a thing to repair shoes in case they wore out a last?
Yeah, he had a last.
Did you use metal on your heels, like a little pony shoe?
No, I don't think we used it.
Did you use hobnails?
We used hobnails.
You did. Did that help you when you were walking in the snow, or did it make you slip?
No, you gotta keep it from slipping. Keep it from slipping. Yeah.
All right, now, it's winter time. You've got all the wood cut for the day.
That's right.
And you can't go out and work in the garden because
no,
it's winter.
It's winter.
So what did you all do of an evening?
Well, we played around the house, Dad, and get in wood. Nobody even shot in one time.
Mm-hmm.
Time we got in all our wood for night.
We call it night. What'd you do then? After you had done all your work and probably even supper.
Well, you just played around in the house.
Nobody visited? Nobody came to visit you? You didn't go visit other people?
Well, we went some, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There wasn't that much visiting then.
That's right. Yeah.
How about Christmas? How did you celebrate Christmas?
Oh, to celebrate that in a big way.
Yeah?
Yeah, in a big way. Of course, we didn't get nothing in but an orange and a little can and a, something like that.
Yeah.
Then we'd make out, we'd have a big, had our little Christmas tree around and make a big deal and Santa Claus come to see us and hear a big snow on the ground and we parents would tell us Santa Claus, they all better go to bed early tonight because Santa Claus will come in tonight. We'd roll up and get into bed as soon as we could on Christmas Eve night. But Santa Claus, look at Santa Claus. Get up early the next morning. We celebrate that with little old firecrackers, you know. Scrib, you would call it. We'd shoot them around, you know. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Then we would walk all over. The old people would tell us Santa Claus come down the chimney, you know. We'd get up at snow on the ground, we'd walk all around the house, see where we see Santa Claus track. Why he come down to him and come in the house. See that? Yeah.
Did you do much visiting around on Christmas?
Oh yeah, we went from house to house on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
From house to house. Children did.
Sure.
Then we'd come here and like, and go to another house, and then go to another house. Let's celebrate that highly, Christmas, on Christmas Day.
Lots of good things to eat, too.
Lots of good things to eat, different things, and all baked different kind of cakes, and all kind of meat, and all that.
Did you ever do the Kris Kringlers? You don't know what that is. I'll tell you when this is over. Okay. Now, let's get into the school. How far away was your school?
4 miles.
Four miles.
3, 4, 5 miles. I had to come over to Almont County. There was a little school down here in Nelson County where my wife taught at. All the children come from back to that little one room log schoolhouse down there where she taught.
Okay.
That was an old longhouse school when I went to. We finally built another relationship. High school there, she come in teaching because the old law school up there.
Okay.
That's right.
7 months or 9 months of the year?
That was about 7 months.
Alright.
See, big boys now went to school then, they didn't get much learning. When they got so well a break so they could work, parents took them out of school, put them work.
Yeah.
They couldn't go to school nothing but a bad day or something like that then.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell them to go like they do now, but they had to work.
Yeah.
That's right.
How far did you go through school?
Well, I didn't go too far. I went to fourth grade. That's
fourth
all
grade.
I
And you were taught reading and writing, arithmetic, history?
No, one kind of history.
Just the three R's?
Just three R's.
Okay. I'm sure you taught all the things, didn't you? Yeah. Now, how did your father make any money?
Well, that's by working for, around on the farm for the farmer, you know. But
have you any idea how much he made?
Well, some days he didn't make but 50 cents.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
All day long, my father 50 cents. And I don't know one thing, he worked for Wake Family down here in Alamore. And he worked all week. My father worked all week for that family. And Saturday night come, you give him a hug, Joe. Now I know that's what I'm talking about.
And he continued working for that family?
Continued working for it. Just paid him any money, he might give him 50 cents or 25 cents a day. And I have thin cone for them people down in there, white people, thin cone, I'd send for 10 cents a day.
It was terrible. But still, when you think about it, that was more money than it is, would be today.
Mm-hmm.
Much more.
Yes.
Did you sell any of your chickens and eggs?
No, we didn't sell any.
You didn't?
No. We just had a few games later.
When you went to the store, then you didn't take any of your butter or anything of that?
Oh, yeah, we took some butter sometimes. We probably, mother would say what was done in 2 eggs, and we'd take them sometimes.
Yeah. And then with that, she would buy?
Buy some groceries, something she needs.
Yeah.
She'd give me 3 eggs, I remember. My mother give me 3 eggs and tell me to get some cola on. You know, and then I'll make sure you got now. I'll get some cola off. What was 3 eggs in a can? Bring it home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, 25 cents went further. It sure did. How did your family then find the money to buy shoes for you?
Well, you didn't get but one pair a year, and they kept saving them up and get them old brogues. They weren't too high. They weren't too high.
Your father never peeled any bark?
Yeah, he peeled bark. I remember peeling bark.
Okay.
He peeled bark.
Did you do any of that?
I've done some of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, peel it, put it in the mouth, let it dry out, and then bring it out.
Did you make any railroad ties?
I made them. I viewed them.
Yeah.
Railroad ties.
Yeah. So that was another way that you made money.
That's wrong way you made some money.
Yeah. Did your family make any moonshine?
No, we didn't make any moonshine.
Nobody around you did?
No.
Did you ever visit any of the places up in the mountains where they did?
No, I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
I never been to no place that made anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did drink myself. I never did drink. I ain't bought much of a quart of whiskey in my life.
Yeah. How about church? Where was your church?
They don't down the road here, those people from school out. Down the road here.
So then you still had 4 mile walk to church?
Yes, certainly did.
Oh boy.
Certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your courting. How did you court your wife?
On foot. This is my second wife here.
Oh.
This is my second wife.
Okay.
My first wife is dead.
Uh-huh.
Well, I raised 8 children by her. She's dead. But this is my second wife here. She ain't got any children by her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cold walking on her. I walked for 4 or 5 miles to see a girl. And we'd get in the road from down here to our church, the Greenfield church, about 6 miles anymore. It walked about 6 miles. that the girl in the road, you know, they didn't pay no attention to it then. That's war.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's war.
Mm-hmm. Were the weddings nice and simple?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever attend any weddings in the mountains?
Let me see. I don't believe I did. Mm-hmm.
This is not a very happy subject, but when you were a little boy, they didn't have embalming. So what would you do when a person died? Would they kept the body in the house?
Kept the body in the house.
Okay.
There's one on embalming me, kept the body in the house.
Did you make your own caskets, or did you buy them?
Well, in my time, you bought them. We didn't make them. I know a man did make them, but we bought them after he made them.
I see. Did you buy monuments or use rocks?
Use rocks, mostly.
Yeah.
Use rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was it the same up in the mountains, do you know?
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Same up in the mountains.
Yeah. Hey, did you have an orchard?
Huh?
An orchard?
Orchard? Yes.
What?
You mean apple orchard? Yeah, we had some of the apple orchard.
Peach?
Peach.
Cherry?
Cherry, plums, and all that stuff. Fruit trees all around our house.
Did you sell any of those?
No, we didn't sell them. Just my mother just put them up in the window. Uh-huh. We didn't sell them.
Did your mother make her own yeast?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Make a little potato?
Yeah.
That's right.
She'd take potatoes and do what? Do you know what she did with them?
Well, she boiled them and looked like she took you. I can't remember exactly how she made them. I know she made these.
Do you know how they would do it?
I don't think maybe.
You put the yeast cake in there.
Yeah, but that's yeast, which is how much did you make?
No, we didn't make no yeast.
Oh.
We just buy that at the store, yeast cake.
One fellow said his mother made yeast by letting potatoes and cornmeal ferment, but there must have been more to it than that. But a little boy wouldn't notice.
That's right.
No, he wouldn't notice.
No. How about medicines? Did your mother know herbs?
No, she didn't know.
What would she do when you caught a cold?
Well, in a way, she did know something about the herbs. I had the bronchitis so bad when I was born. And all the children didn't have, but I had all terrible things. Sometimes, in one time, couldn't always give me breath. But she used different kind of mud and tallow and big sand, mixes on me, grease my chest, and I put a red flannel on my chest. Long in November, I wore that red flannel all winter to keep from breaking that cold in my chest. Red flannel.
Those are the little things like I used to send it to my mama used to get.
Yeah.
Those, just a little plant.
Yeah.
That's just the herbs.
Yeah.
That's, Max Smith used to get.
Yeah.
She's talking about stuff like that.
No, she used to know that ginseng.
Ginseng?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my man around here used to
be all that. Yeah. Yeah, did you ever pick any ginseng to sell?
I didn't,
no.
No.
Did you ever hear about peppermint tea, if you had a cold?
Peppermint tea?
Peppermint
tea. I heard about it, yes.
You never had it, though.
No, I never had it. I've heard about it.
Did your mother ever make an onion poultice?
Yes, you made an onion poultice.
Mm-hmm. Did that help?
That helped. That helped.
Bark of white oak? Did Did she ever use that?
She didn't use that.
A dollar weed?
Maybe used out as a boy. I don't remember that. No. She couldn't use it.
Were you ever bitten by a snake?
No, ma'am.
Did you ever see anybody that was?
I'll be right. I had some curious people tell me I had been bitten by it, but I didn't see them.
Did you ever know what they did for it?
No, I don't.
How about when people had babies? Did you have a doctor come in? Or no, use a midwife?
No, a midwife. Uh-huh. One of the doctors did. They was following me, that's using me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That lady in the county, that second day was done that way.
Mm-hmm.
All they'll call them.
Mm-hmm. If somebody in the neighborhood broke their leg, what would you do?
Well, I don't know, bring them up best could have. That's all you could do. Get them to the hospital.
Yeah. Did any of you help the family then? Did any of you help the family do his work?
Oh, yes. Said he would. He'd come in and help. Mm-hmm. Said he would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. Wood, you came here and you didn't know the people. What was your reaction to them when you got here? Well, did you say, oh, dear. I have to teach these, or did you say, oh, they're going to be great people?
Well, I just figured they'd be great people, and I just,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just figured they'd be probably like people I knew after I'd been here a day or two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you stay with any of the families while you were teaching?
Yes, I first did.
You did? Were they in the mountains or out and down
here?
Right in this section. Okay. How about the food that you got while you were there? Did you think it was good food?
Yeah, they, well, good food, adequate food. I mean, I guess it's because of, at that time, most of the people working at the different factories, and of course they, maybe they had a garden, but they didn't do the farming now there.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm.
When did you come here?
In 42.
42. Okay. Yeah, that was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
You've been here a while.
Yeah.
I guess we can call you a Virginian. well, I'm trying to think of what. Did you have any toys when you were a little boy?
Oh, yeah, we did have some old little wagon and stuff like that.
You did? Uh-huh. Did you ever?
Cars bring up to it.
Did you ever make whistles?
Yes, and we had made a whistle.
How?
Take a weed and cut it out, you know?
Yeah.
Weed was the biggest thing already. Cut it out. You can cut a face right in there, right there, for the whistle. Then you put it in your mouth, whistle to it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use a whistle to call your neighbors?
No, I don't think you did.
Uh-huh. Sounds to me as though you all weren't that neighborly.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't?
Not too neighborly. We'd go around and see our neighbors.
Neighborly, but... Well, the fact is, you didn't have time to visit. Everybody had his
task
to work, and then, well, most of the time you see people be on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be nobody had anything definite to do, but it just was a struggle to keep things going that you had to do in order to live.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare water distance and
cut the wood,
washing and ironing and cutting the wood and. Then in the summertime, working the gardens, and
mm-hmm.
those who worked in factories, of course, and that's the ones at home to do the gardening, and well, it was just too much to do to visit very
yeah.
often, but if anyone got sick,
Everybody's going to help.
Come in.
People.
Yeah.
Everybody need any kind of help. Everybody glad going to help. And but as far as just going to somebody's house to sit down and talk, they didn't have time for it, and they didn't do it much. Even some neighbors go and even help a person do a lot of washing. But he with that and help, he usually go to help, not just to, not to socialize, I'll say, like we do now.
Yeah.
He really didn't have time to socialize like we do now.
So, like bean stringing, didn't you have any bean stringings?
No, we didn't have any.
No. How did you dry your beans? Father told you to do something. Did you ever say, I won't?
No, I didn't, but I know some boys say I won't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
He took a break on them. He didn't promise to them either.
Sure.
They promise you one, then you won't get it.
Yeah.
You better mind your pants.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I was a boy, that's a boy. My father was working at a sawmill. I had cat dummy every day. Very good wage. About 2 miles a month. I had cat, your mother picked my dummy. She's done it. He's going to work in the morning, and I had cat dummy every day. And so the family, because people living on the side of the road, and a little log house, had some children. With my age, some boys and girls. And I stopped there one day. I'd been going and coming pretty good. She didn't have no trouble. I stopped there one day and got training with them. And I got home, my mother said, Lou, why in the world you been so long? I said, Mama, I just stopped away playing in the little water chill. She said, I didn't send you to play water chill. I think you carry your dad's dinner. And I'm looking for you to come back here. I stayed for 2 hours later before I got home. She said, never mind. She said, I'm going to get you. And you just count on that. And I'm going to give you a break. And she said, never mind. You might not get it that day, but she's going to give it to you. When you give it to you, she brings you thoughts what she's giving it to you for. She told me, mind the parents didn't do it. They didn't. Parents said they're going to do something, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
She told them to do what she told them. When I come home.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't do it now.
How about if all you children had every seat in the room and some grown-ups came in? Would you stand up?
Stand up. You must stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Have a dinner on Sunday or something like that. Them children didn't rush to the table before the grown people get there.
Mm-hmm.
No better. We lived in the yard plain. Didn't come in the house. Said after grown people had eaten, then my mother, father, something, said, y'all come on in and eat the dinner now. The children didn't look for nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. But now you can go. You'll be the first one to get at the table and get the best food on the table and pick over you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What kind of games did you play?
Well, we played a little baseball, ball game, something like that. Hide and seek.
Chase the fox?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Ride a bicycle and have a racetrack for a little bicycle, something like that.
Oh. Listen to him bragging that he had a bicycle.
That's had a little something we call like a bicycle. You can have a lot of fun off
that. Yeah. Okay. Nobody had any dances.
Oh, yeah, they had dances.
You said there was no music.
Well, yeah.
They didn't have music at, apple butter making anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they would have. They call them that day a party.
Party, yeah.
They have parties, yeah. They have music then.
Yeah.
A big troll of music or somebody playing.
What kind of dancing was it? Square dancing or?
Square dancing, a whole lot of square dancing.
Yeah.
Whole key, all that stuff. Swing right around in the room, thing. Field partner, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get up early in the morning?
Yes.
About what time?
Well, you'd get up both. Oh, so we'd get up in the morning both 5 o'clock, come over here.
And then.
Get up early and do now.
Yeah. And so then you had certain things you had to do before you went to school.
Oh, yeah, you had certain things. You had to come to school, you had certain things you had to do.
Yeah.
And even. Mm-hmm. You didn't go in and throw your book down and go on and do nothing. You had certain things you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now they come in and they ain't got nothing to say.
I know.
You got nothing.
Yeah. Did you ever play any practical jokes on your on anybody?
No, I didn't do it.
No. You didn't. Did anybody play any on you?
Oh, yeah. They played on me, but I never played on jokes on anybody.
Such as what? What was played on you?
Well, they was just kind of old tale, you know, different jokes. I don't think it's no kind of that. They have a big laugh on that.
Yeah. How about ghost stories? Did you ever tell ghost stories at night?
My father had.
Can you remember any?
I remember. He was set on, he sat around the fire at night, and he, there was one of them brave boys sitting on his knee, you know. It'd be a cold night like this. He said, night, good night for old Bear Walk. He said, oh, it ain't no bad coming up tonight. He said, it's real, too. He'd tell up that and he'd get those kids around, you know, and run around the fireplace. He would tell them old jokes, you know, about different things, what would happen and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see me there when you were little?
No, I never seen him. My father would make us so scared of seeing him, we didn't want to see him. That's right.
Did you ever do any hunting?
Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of hunting.
What would you hunt?
Yeah.
What would you hunt?
Hunt rabbits, squirrels, and possums, coons, all that stuff.
Groundhogs?
Groundhogs.
And you'd eat them, too, wouldn't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
Good food.
Good food. Now, got so now I won't eat a rabbit. And then I come up with, boy, you got a rabbit, you had some.
Yeah. Did you ever sell any rabbits?
Yeah, I sold some rabbits.
How much would you get for them?
Oh, 25 cents a piece. That was good then.
Hey, that was very good.
I used to catch a whole lot of them in the trap. Trap rabbits. I took trap. Trap rabbits. If you got a rabbit, in his days I come up, you had a real meal.
Yeah.
That was a real meal. But yeah. Now you don't pay attention to the poison and all that stuff.
Well, they are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I've done a lot of
25 cents a rabbit. Most of them got 15.
That's
right. You take these to that store that's here, or where would you sell them?
You sell them around some store around here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Somebody want a rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was Anderson's store still here?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Been there for years.
Yeah.
Been there for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Been there for years.
Is that the one you always used?
Yes, we used it.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a child, you used a store down in Batesville.
Yeah, in Batesville section.
Yeah. Oh.
Batesville section. Now, Mom, we used that all the time.
Yeah, I think that was a long walk to get out of
here. Well, Batesville, where I was raised, that made me come up here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You pick up children and sell them so much a pound.
Yeah.
3 and 4 cents a pound. We buy our shoes sometimes, that's picking up chumps, that's 7 chumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was terrible when that blight came through.
Yeah, used to be a lot of chumps.
Yeah.
And sold for 3 and 4 cents a pound.
Right. How about the drought? Because the drought came along right after the chestnuts were gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Did that affect your farming at all?
Oh, yeah, so you couldn't raise nothing on that drought.
How do you all manage?
Just the creek.
So you stayed on the creek bank.
Creek bank.
Stay on home.
Oh,
so you had a creek run through your feet and raised things close to that as you could. And they would have to buy water.
Of course.
That's right.
Yes.
And most of the homes were near a creek, weren't they?
Yeah.
Most homes were near a creek.
Well, they couldn't raise that much, as much as normal.
No, but still, you know, it was a hill.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Right. None of these big cornfields or anything like that, no. Is there anything that you can want to tell about your childhood that I haven't asked?
Yes, people. Human. I don't believe what you ask.
Oh, did your mother make your clothes?
Oh, yeah. You made clothes. Make shirt, pants.
Overall?
Overall.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a boy, going to Sunday school, yes, sir. Really, in them days, now a boy come up, you know, young people won't wear to put on long pants to get a certain age. Couldn't put on a long pants. He had to wear his little pants up to his knees and blouse down over, you know. He put on a blouse, you know. And I remember I had a pair of little old blue jeans, something like that. And a red blouse, red crazy blouse, like a straight go through it, but maybe pants, candy straight. And I wore that to Sunday school and church for all a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to be near 21 years old before you put on long pants.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Did you pick huckleberries?
I picked some, yeah.
Did you ever know of people starting fires deliberately so they'd have a crop of huckleberries?
No, I don't, but I know first fire got a burnt old mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then a couple crop of huckleberries coming there in. But I don't know about starting fire. The fire, you know what you know, first fire right there?
Yeah.
It's got a whole lot of land. Then huckleberries come in.
Yeah, I know.
That's right.
Yeah. This has been a very, very fascinating story that you have told. I wish. Afton North. Did you ever visit anywhere along in there?
Along Afton. Yes, I knew some people up there. Yeah.
You
I
did?
I visited up there. I knew some.
Are any of them still alive?
No, that's practically everybody. There's still a lot of people on the side of the mountain coming down from Blue Ridge Terrace.
Yeah.
But all gone away now and sold out and all dead and all like that. I used to visit around up there, I called people the end up there.
Uh-huh.
I used to visit.
Yeah. Okay. Trying to get more news. Well, I sure do thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, Mr. Chair.
And remember, you can tell your children that they can always